Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back to pass. Fires. It's intercepted. Picked off by Terrell Bernard. Coming the other way and out of bounds at the 40-yard line. Terrell Bernard, Mr. Fourth Quarter, comes up huge. He read Tua like a book.
Chris Brown on the call on the play that ends the night. We'll call it comfortably.
It's like Tua didn't even see him.
That's because he didn't have a chance to.
Yeah, well, Deion Walker, big boy in front of your face. Yeah.
Deion Walker beat his man in less than a second right off the snap.
Someone posted that, the image of Tua up close throwing that pass, and they're like, why did he attempt a no-look pass here? I said, I wish the cameras were on because you'd see my face just look perplexed. How wouldn't you attempt a no-look pass? You can't see past the big number 90 whatever in front of you.
It's 96. And he's racing at you.
Yeah.
He's not looking at his man because he's looking at the guy that's right in front of him who also deflects the football, mind you. I don't know if the trajectory would have changed drastically enough that Terrell Bernard doesn't get that interception.
It didn't
anyway.
Look like it was super wobbly. It looked like he just got a little bit of a tap on it. That was it. So it looked like it was going to go that way no matter what.
It was going that way, and Bernard makes the read no matter what. But if Walker doesn't beat his man that quickly, I would imagine Tua might have seen that one. He might have seen the linebacker floating over.
Mm-hmm. Bernard played it really well.
He played it really well, but he also had an assist. That's when pressure marries coverage.
Yeah. I do have to ask, you know, looking at the two linebackers, Tremaine Edmonds and Benford.
Bernard.
Sorry, the two B names. I always flip them. We went from Mr. Consistent, tackling-wise, one of the top tacklers in the NFL, right? Mm-hmm. Linebacker. To Mr. Fourth Quarter Splash Play. I feel like that, right? I feel like that's what we transitioned to. Like, less of the tackling, but you get more splash play upside with Bernard.
Tremaine Edmonds couldn't make a big play
to save his life at all.
Correct.
There was no shot. Any prop of him ever making a big play was like plus 8,000. It was insane. There was no shot of that ever.
And it's weird because the player has such an athletic profile that he should be making plays.
Mm-hmm.
But it just doesn't happen for him.
Right.
And I don't know if that's necessarily to his fault at this point, that you are who you are, but, you know, it is what it is. And the Bills have benefited in different ways on that. By the way, Tremaine Edmonds, 14 tackles, leads the Bears through two games. He has a pass deflection and a tackle for loss, and that's it. That's the list.
Yeah.
Again, that's just who he is.
He's still playing exactly how he did in Buffalo.
It's fine.
Nothing has changed.
He's fine. He's a solid player.
Yes. But I just had to ask, because I've seen a lot of discourse about those two specifically.
Right.
One being the replacement for the other. But, yeah, just had to pick your brain for a second.
803-0550 is the number to call. I want to stay a man of my word here. Ray, you held patiently through the break. So we've got you on here on Sports Talk Saturday. What you got?
Well, thank you. You know, the Bills, in 8 days, maybe nine, have their first big in-season personnel decision. What in the world are we going to do about the kicking situation? I know Bass may be our future, and Prater is just, you know, hanging on by a thread, but I got to tell you, I think I speak for most of us. When Prater is out there, I'm not nervous. I don't know. I'm not saying, I don't want to overstate and say Bass has been bad, but the last 2 years has been a little unshaky, where you don't know what's going to happen for whatever reason. You know, he's hit most of the field goals, but Prater is, you know, through three games, and he's, you know, he's a proven veteran, but what do we do? You know, I don't know how this whole salary cap thing works, but if they like Prater, can we put Bass on the practice squad so that if somebody does pick him up, you know, it's less dead cap money? I'm not sure how that works, and I think in-house season personnel decision number two is going to be Curtis Samuel. I don't know. It's funny, my lack of knowledge. I don't know, is he injured? Why has he not been playing? But, you know, we're really not even using much of our wide receivers to begin with, you know, with Palmer. Why would we keep him also? You know, and I don't know. You know, maybe it's good to have the depth, but that's where I'm going. We got to make a decision, and it's going to be uncomfortable either way with the kicker. So what do you guys think?
Well, Ray, I'm going to actually paint your dilemma with a lot of sunshine here. Thanks for the call. Thanks for waiting through as well. The Bills can slow play this.
Yeah.
Bass dealing with a hip and pelvic injury as a kicker.
Yeah. Big part of the kicking motion. Just take your time.
Take your time coming back.
Yeah.
Especially because Prater has looked solid. He does have the shankopotamus.
That was insane. Talk about not being nervous, right? Like, I wasn't nervous. Watching that happen was just mouth on the floor. I thought it got tipped. It had to have, but it didn't.
But so I also go back to the last time that Tyler Bass played against Miami. That 60-yarder got his groove back, and he was far more consistent for the rest of the year.
Following the wide right in the divisional game against the Chiefs, he was a shell of himself.
Correct.
And then, like you said, that Miami game got him back in the groove. And from that point forward, I wasn't really nervous about him.
It was like, almost like the Emperor's New Groove. He got his groove back.
Yes. Austin Powers got his mojo back.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Like,
that's what that kick was.
Yeah.
And if you're dealing with the pelvic injury like this, take your time. Because Bass plays one preseason game, he kicks, and immediately he's back on the injured list and then placed on injured reserve.
Yeah. And Prater's already up for the season.
Prater's up for the season. You've got him at least for the rest of the year if you want him.
We don't want to have to call on Ray Davis if you let go of Prater.
Correct.
And something happens. Like, you don't want that. As fun as that was to watch in the first preseason game, you do not want to see Ray Davis in a big situation coming out for a field goal.
Correct.
Kick at all.
That means that somebody else, that means that Prater's hurt too.
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking at there. Yeah, no, you don't have to make a move, honestly, on that one, because it's not like Tyler Bass gets locked into injured reserve and out for the year if he does not come back here.
Right.
He is not on the PUP list. He is on injured reserve with the designation that he's able to return. Therefore, you don't have to act as quickly. You can act when he's ready.
Yeah, just let him rehab.
Yeah.
Let him come back.
That's the part, like, you know, again, sometimes we don't know a lot of things.
Because also, if you're a few games further into the season, nearing the postseason, and things do get tight in the conference standings, and it comes down to Tyler Bass, and he's back in off the injury for like his first three games, then I would worry. You want someone who's...
But you're also making sure you're activating him because he's healthy and effective in practice to a point where he can get the job done again.
Exactly.
They will take as much time as they want to and need to with Tyler Bass. I'm actually looking at this on the other side of it. There's zero worry about what to do roster-wise with the kicker. And just to help alleviate your concerns on that, Ray.
Bass will be the kicker next year.
Bass will probably be the kicker next year. If the Bills draft a kicker, that means that there is something health-wise with Tyler Bass that is drastically wrong. But we will get to that next year.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the rest of this season, Matt Prater is here. He's solid.
He's missed one kick.
I'd rather not see that kind of kick again.
No.
But I've also seen that with Tyler Bass, too. It's kicking. It happens sometimes. The Falcons just released Younghoe Koo.
Yeah.
Koo has been one of the better kickers in the league over the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm. But an injury coming back from it, he's not the same.
He's not the same either.
So you got to hope Tyler Bass can even get back to that point.
Exactly. So,
but you have Prater for the now. There's nothing to really worry about in the immediate future.
More or less, I want to help alleviate any concerns on that with, they'll take as much time as they need to because they can. What I am interested in, though, is Max Hairston. He's also eligible to be up in week four.
It's very intriguing.
And what do you do with him? Trey White looked all right.
He looks like an older version of Trey White, and you're fine with that at this point.
Yeah, like you're if he's covering Tyreek Hill, yeah, there's going to be some problems. Yeah. Like, that's just,
he's not the fastest cornerback in the NFL.
He's not the fastest corner in the NFL at this point anymore, and that's perfectly fine. But if he's able to make plays, keep stepping up in the run game defending, by the way.
Yeah, right. Seriously.
Very much like to see that. Dorian Strong started an entire game against Baltimore and did not look like the problem.
No.
The run
defense
was.
That's another sixth-round corner you might hit on.
So you can take your time with Hairston as well.
Hairston, I'm intrigued to see come back because I want to see that speed in the secondary. That's what I'm excited
exactly.
about.
Exactly. But New Orleans is not what I would necessarily call the you got to get him back for game.
No.
But it could be the we can get him a couple snaps in this game.
Right, exactly. It's the warm up, if you will. I don't want to, I'm knocking on wood as I'm saying that. I don't want to do what we did with the Dolphins and be like, oh, this, you know, what? Like, this could this be a trap game?
Hang on. They haven't had that Billsy loss.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, could this be a trap game?
To a non-division opponent in a while.
This would be that. This would be that.
This would be that. But again, that's next week's problem.
Yep.
I'm not doing that today.
No. We don't need to open that
up. We don't need to open up that can of worms. I'll get that fear bunker ready for everyone on, like, Tuesday or Thursday, okay?
Yes. And then we'll amplify it on Saturday.
We'll make it worse next week, okay? I promise. I still am intrigued to see, though, like he mentions Curtis Samuel there.
That's another question.
This one I have to answer with more pessimism. Yeah, I don't think the Bills are doing anything with Curtis Samuel this year.
Nope.
Elijah Moore is Curtis Samuel.
Elijah Moore is Curtis Samuel, and Tyrell Shavers played his way onto this roster.
Tyrell Shavers also plays special teams.
Mm-hmm.
It's not between Shavers with Moore and Samuel anymore. It is between Moore and Samuel.
Yeah.
And Moore has proven he can be available, therefore he can be trusted. Because he's getting the handoffs, he's getting those little
He's
getting the gadgety plays. Elijah Moore is what you wanted Curtis Samuel to be. But because Curtis Samuel cannot stay on the field, you have to get somebody else to do it.
Right. He's got constant hamstring, turf toe. He had an illness in the preseason that he couldn't travel. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just...
Yeah, the man's sick for the last preseason game.
Yeah.
There's a degree of luck that gets put into this, but again, it turns into, well, if you're not on the field, I can't really necessarily trust you.
Well, that's the thing. And last season, we saw what he could be.
Late in the year, you are correct.
Late in the year, and that's where everybody got excited about him. But you've also seen the similar performance, if not better performance already, from Elijah Moore doing the things he was doing last year.
And that is perfectly fine to have players that can do these sorts of things, and one of them is not getting a game day jersey.
Mm-hmm.
It just is a bad look when one of them is getting $9 million a year and he's the one that's sitting out.
That's the problem.
That's the problem.
That's where this is going to draw eyes.
It's an optics problem. I'm not against it, though, because if Moore's the better player, he should be the one playing.
And Samuel is a current healthy and active. Like, those injuries and everything, they're not hindering him currently.
Correct. He's healthy. He's currently a healthy scratch. Again, it's not a great look.
He's the eighth highest cap hit.
But if the Bills,
for the Bills this year,
if the Bills suffer an injury,
you have him to call upon.
You have him right there to call upon. Now, if you don't do that, then we got a problem.
Yeah. If you're signing somebody elsewhere, doing something else, like, yeah, then there's more of
then
a conversation.
There's more of a problem that, and a talk that needs to be had there, mm-hmm. but I doubt that to be the case.
Yeah.
I think it is simply you're going to go ahead and see if you can make that elevation just happen, and all of a sudden, hey, you've just got another guy ready to go at the bottom of your roster that, yeah, he's getting paid $9 million, but like, you could still move into it effectively.
Yeah.
There's an interesting amount of depth that's going to become available for the Bills throughout the year.
It's actually really exciting to look at.
We're three games away from Hoyt and Ogunjobi coming back in the fold.
Their defense, except for last or whenever that game was, Thursday, I think, you know, pressure-wise, they weren't getting – I mean, Walker was. I'm talking about the edge rushers. More than anything. Bosa accounted for most of the pressures. Rousseau's just been kind of absent this season. Like you said in the commercial break, he's on the side of the milk carton. He is. Like, we haven't seen anything.
I said that on the overtime show.
Yes. Getting those guys back is going to be really interesting to see how it beefs up this rotation, the defensive line in
general.
And
that's the thing, is that it's also the rotation, because it's not just Rousseau that's not really putting up much of an impact.
It's Epinesa.
Epinesa has been...
I mean, he's been... whatever. He's been there on the big plays, right? Like, he's been there.
Not really.
Like, I'm talking about, like, Justin Fields, this forced fumble.
Oh, yeah.
Like bigger plays like that he's just been in the vicinity of. He's not hitting home on anything himself, though, whatsoever.
And Javon Solomon's not really hitting too much for you either there.
No.
And, again, you want to just beef up the rotation, and it means that one of Solomon and Epinesa, one of them might not be getting a game day jersey.
Right.
TJ Sanders, not having a strong start to his rookie season. I do believe I saw the pressure rate was 6% through three games.
And he's a rookie.
But you have Deion Walker in the same class making a play that creates the difference.
Maybe the same class, but maybe a different weight class. Because that, correct. I mean, he is a different human being.
But Walker made a couple of plays in the Miami game.
Mm-hmm, he did.
My favorite being that he sheds a blocker, scrapes down the line, and before Achane can get going, pops him after a gain of two.
Yeah.
And it was a really impressive run block win by Walker, who's not being run toward. He's the backside tackle.
Mm-hmm.
He scrapes through, cuts across, and still gets to Achane. And then, of course, there's the win where he beats his man within a second, affects the play to a point where Tua has no choice but to
throw a pick.
Go to his first read.
Yeah.
And Terrell Bernard understands the assignment.
Mm-hmm.
Good. And that might have more to do with Walker than Sanders.
I would say so.
That said, you would like to see more from TJ Sanders.
I think there's a possibility you still
But it's
could.
Also three games.
Yeah, we're three games in. Like,
just because one is doing things does not mean that you not doing those things is a bad thing.
Right.
It just means this guy is doing things.
Well, Walker we knew was going to be doing things. In the preseason, he was blowing things up,
I remember. But Sanders was doing the same thing.
He was, but now Walker's been able to do it against the starting offensive lines.
Yes.
Sanders is still figuring that out. So maybe he'll get there before the end of the season.
Walker was a higher upside player anyway.
Yeah.
He was also the lower floor.
Walker was the better pass rusher coming in.
Correct.
Sanders was the better run blocker, believe it or not, with his smaller size.
Yeah, better run defender on his size, but I'm not worrying yet. Just because Walker has made splash plays, which he's been akin to doing all preseason, it doesn't mean that there's suddenly a flop of a player three games into his career.
Yeah.
I'd imagine Sanders is probably saying, I need to do more. So I would imagine that it's pretty well recognized.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're relying on them heavily
the
early because Oliver's now out. Like, you have the defensive suspensions.
Daquan Jones has been, he's been holding his own.
Yeah.
Through three games.
He looks better this season off the torn pec than he did last year.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, he's had another offseason to build it back up.
Another full offseason to build it back up.
But he's still a shell of what he and Oliver used to bring together. Like, when he was in his prime, I should say.
I'd say it was a sour taste in my mouth, though, about this game. And we will talk more about the defense on the other side here. But the fact that the defensive line only got one quarterback hit mm-hmm. on Tua against an offensive line that has three tackles on IR.
Yeah.
Not tackles, three offensive linemen on IR. Still not great.
Not great.
And two of their starters were placed on injured reserve within a week before you played the Bills. Yeah. That part is something I'm not very encouraged by.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, Miami gained less than 300 yards.
Yeah.
There is, of course, one thing that we will be addressing on the other side of the break. I don't want to do it, but we got to do it. It does look like there is a problem that is consistently showing its face. It took a very, very nice week off in week two. But the third down defense.
Yep. I was waiting to get to
this. Elephant in the room that we are going to talk about coming up next year on Sports Talk Saturday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, it's honestly something that we have seen on tape. It's a common route around the league. But, you know, I want to give a shout-out to Al Holcomb, the linebacker's coach. He put it on tape a few times. You know, we've worked that play. Our offense runs that play. And, you know, he basically told me, like, if I see it, go.
That was Bills linebacker Terrell Bernard.
On his interception?
On his interception that saves the day. And it saves the day.
It does, because the Dolphins actually had a little bit of, you know, they weren't belly up in the fishbowl yet, you know?
No, they were driving to tie the football game again.
Mm-hmm.
And it is one of those things, though, like, when you look back at that game, though, Miami is punchy and they stay within it. And again, it's that Bradley Chubb sack that reminds you of it, because the Bills have a chance to take a 2-score lead and the kick is shanked. But the play before it, it's third down. Allen looks to escape and Bradley Chubb closes in and makes the play. Because up until that sequence, they were not stopping the Bills. Had Buffalo scored a touchdown, for example, on that drive to make it 21-7 in the second quarter, we are now looking out for blowout alert.
Yeah, we are.
Instead, that play happens, the field goal is missed, and Miami is able to tie it and stay in the game the entire night. But then there's the other play. A play that shows you why a team that's 0-3 is 0-3. Zach Sealer, one of the better players on the Dolphins defense, and a captain for them, goes to block the punt. He runs over Reed Ferguson, which, man, the picture, have you seen that one of he's upside down, but his number stays the same?
Yes. Legs poor, in the air, everything. Yeah.
Poor Reed Ferguson.
I know.
He didn't deserve that stray. But Sealer goes to try to block it, dives forward, and that's the thing about it. The rule is about you're taking a chance and taking a risk to try to block it, and if you hit the punter, that is on you. Who cares? Like, But the defender's in the air. What could he do to save himself?
Right.
He could go not trying to block it. Know your limitations. Or just know that you're not getting there in time. And that's why there's a difference between roughing and running into now.
Well, that was roughing.
That was
and
roughing.
That was the dumbest thing they could have done in that
and that
moment.
Was, yeah, again, you were getting the football back. It would have been on the one. I would have liked to see how that sequence goes from there, honestly.
I don't know if you were listening or heard at all Chris Brown's reaction to that on the Bills Radio Network broadcast. He was going in on it.
Yeah.
Like just how stupid you have to be. Like
it's a stunning play.
Yeah.
And there's no like ref favoritism on that sort of thing. It is rules as written, man runs into
indisputable.
man rolls into the plant leg as the punter's coming down. But it's a play where you look at it and go, oh my God.
Yeah.
The Bills are going to have a second life. And the Bills score the touchdown that gives them the lead for good. But now let's circle back to something here. Because I did say, I'm curious what would have happened if Miami had to start a drive on the one-yard line. Miami had shown a propensity for long drives in this game.
Mm-hmm.
It is not because they were moving the ball particularly well, except for on one type of play. First of all,
get on the soapbox.
I'm getting on the soapbox. And I'm here to say, Bills, what does a train horn have to do with the Buffalo Bills? And more importantly, too, every time I hear it's third down and the train horn starts blaring, I'm getting irrationally afraid.
I knew that. Saw the smirk on Evan's face. He's getting that one ready to go. It's third down.
I'm punching the nearest train I see today. It's not going to go well for me.
Yeah, I was going to say. That's a losing battle if I've ever heard one.
Everything I do is a losing battle. Including watching the Bills on third down.
Yeah, it was abysmal. It genuinely was. I'm on the soapbox with you at this point. You were talking about how in the earlier in the show you mentioned the Bills held Miami to multiple third downs. And that's great. That's wonderful. That means you're doing an effective job on first and second down on defense. There's one. The one play to Tyreek Hill where Tua just throws it up, basically.
On a scramble drill, he throws it, and Hill sits in between four Bills defenders.
And we can't pinpoint that. Can't do it. You can't even touch him to make him drop it after or anything. Like, it's just – it's getting to the point where now you just have to outscore every opponent. And I know that's the goal of every football game. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to be redundant. But, like, you can't – you're not worried. Your defense can't stop them.
Can't stop them on third down.
And that's your biggest down. It's like third and 12, third and 14, and they can't stop them. It's ridiculous.
The first time they stop a third and long, by the way, Christian Benford is taken off the field on an injury scare.
Friendly fire. From who?
From Taylor Rapp.
Yeah.
It is getting to a point, though, that last year's problem is this year's problem.
Mm-hmm.
Third down defense remains a concern. You changed a lot of personnel on the front line.
And your secondary still.
And your secondary even, might I say. And you can't get off the field on third down.
No.
And I don't know at this point if it's the usual suspects, if it's the play calling, if it is something to do with the execution. I don't know anymore. It is to a point where if I knew the answer, I'd be a very wealthy man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm poor.
So you don't know the answer.
So I don't have the answer. But it's a problem. It is a full, like, three games is enough to look at a pattern.
It's an issue.
Especially when you go from 28th to first, and then we'll see where they end up ranking on this one because it was abysmal.
It was
the other end of the coin.
Probably 27 to 32,
if
somewhere
not,
in there.
If not for the New York Jets going 0-11.
Yeah. And that's just because they were playing very poorly.
They were. And
like, I'm not trying to take anything away from the Bills' defense, but Miami was playing better than the Jets were.
Correct.
And they were, I want to say getting lucky, but I don't think so on third down, because like that one we just talked about, the Tua to Tyreek on the scramble and throw.
Tua scrambled.
You got that in between four Bills. What are we doing here?
Tua scrambled away several times,
and
actually,
was able to do that on third down.
On third down. It is getting to a point now, though. You need to be better. You need to be better, because
got
to
marry the pass rush and the coverage.
But I'm looking at this more of against bad teams, you'll get away with 10 of 15 on third down. You'll get away with it. The Bills did. Against good teams, you cannot let that number get there.
No.
Because even against Baltimore, they're better, and they still end up in the bottom portion of the league after week one. Baltimore was 6 of 11. That's still better than 50% conversion.
Yep.
And even then, Baltimore's play calling to end that game had more to do with their third down failures than anything. The Bills have a third down problem again. It took a week off against the Jets. It's probably going to take a week off against the Saints. And if it doesn't, then they really have a third down problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not great.
But the Bills have a third down problem again.
Oh, they, yeah. And it's been like that for, what, three seasons now?
And I would like to joke that the train horn is part of the problem, but it's not on the field.
Yeah, right.
But that said, man, the train horn.
You're not a fan of that, huh?
I'm not.
I don't find a problem with it. I'm not going to lie.
I find a problem with it connected with then they give up a first down.
Well, right, right. You might as well just play the Curb Your Enthusiasm theme song on third down at this point.
I mean, why not?
You honestly couldn't hear it. I was in the stadium. I couldn't hear it that well. Like, I had, because
it was
like,
so loud on third down, people cheering?
People
or was
were
it,
cheering, yeah? And I couldn't hear the train horn, and that's usually what I feel like I hear the
good
most.
803-0550 is the number to call. We'll go to Teddy in Lancaster. Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. I'm just driving through town, and I'm not going to train horn. I don't know about it, but you're in the stadium. You're down on the 100 level on your feet. They play that train horn, and it just gets you going. I understand it doesn't have anything to do with the Bills, but I'm here to defend it every single day until the day I die. Thanks for taking my call. I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, Teddy.
The train horn defender, Teddy. I got to say, I'm with him, though. In a game environment, that does get people to get loud, because you want to be louder than the train horn. It gets you going.
It's Bills fans. You could play anything, and they'll get loud.
I'm okay with the train horn.
The train horn is not a requisite to get Bills fans to get loud.
I used to think there was an actual, like when I was little, I used to think it was an actual train that was like driving by the stadium. And it just so happened to be doing it very frequently.
These sickos sold out a majority of games during a 17-year playoff drought. I don't need a train horn to encourage them to get loud.
That might have been, that might be people's bright spot to look back on during the drought, though. Oh my God, they held the Packers to a third down with Aaron Rodgers. This is crazy.
But like,
it's third down, train horn.
I could put a dog squeaky toy up there for third down, start squeaking it, and fans would start going nuts.
That would be wild. I don't know. I'm a fan of the train horn, but I like it. It's nostalgic. I wonder if they'll have it in the new stadium or if they'll change it to something else.
Maybe.
You know?
But again, my bigger problem is that
they just can't get off the field whenever
I'm
it plays.
I'm also now associating the third down defense with the train horn, and it's not good. Therefore, I'm connecting it to, oh, disaster is about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bills go perfect 11 for 11 on the road with no train horn. You're welcome. I have evidence.
I mean, it's better than the Falcons bird screech or the Seahawks like hawk cry on third down.
I don't know. Give me a Bills. Give me a buffalo making a buffalo sound. What's a buffalo sound?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, right? Give me that.
Maybe like a herd.
They do that when they like kick off, though. They already do the stampede with Seven Nation Army playing. You see it on the Jumbotron there.
But that has less to do with an actual stampede and more of people just chanting the beginning of Seven Nation Army.
Change it to a truck horn and put a snowplow image on the front. That's what you got to do.
I don't know. Either way, train horns, not great. Bills defense on third down, worse.
I think if they were good on third down, and the train horn, you would love it. I think it's just association.
You know who else does the train horn on third down?
Hmm.
The Patriots. Yeah, it'll shut you up real quick, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
Sounds more like a goal horn. Like what, it does. What the Bruins use.
He's right. He's absolutely right on that. I will say it's not as trainy as the Bills train horn.
No, that's a play it again. To my chagrin, play it again.
No, I'm saying the Bills train horn's trainy.
Yeah, it's trained.
Yeah, the Patriots, I'm saying, is not.
Oh.
it sounds like the Bruins goal horn. It sounds like that a little bit. For the last time I heard that.
But either way, there's a similarity to a Boston team. Get it away from mine.
Okay. I respect it.
But then again, if the Bills played better on third down, I'd be hating on the train horn less. You're right.
Yeah. It's the association of the poor play.
So we're going to continue getting connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go with Lee. Lee, what's up? What you got for us here?
Yeah, I want to talk about this third down defense. I think you guys might be over-exaggerating a little bit because I look at it this way. Yes, I think, for number one, you got to go by the opponent that you're playing. And number two, I'm really starting to think, you know, the Bills might have some good defensive plans here with the two guys that are suspended. And let's not forget, it was a divisional game. And you could sit there, everybody all week was sitting there saying that they're going to blow them out. That's not always the case with an 0-3 team. And my other point is, you got to realize that we're a top team, and teams are going to come after us with their best. And Miami was a desperate, desperate team trying to do everything and they could against the Bills and to try to get that win for their coach, because there was a lot of talk about that coach getting fired. There's still talk about that coach getting fired. And so I just don't buy it that you can't get off on third down. You know, they're a fast team and they like to throw downfield. So McDermott had to do some maneuvering. It was so obvious that he likes to give up 2-3 yards on the run more than the deep pass.
Lee, I appreciate the call. A couple things that I'm going to point out there. Like, you mentioned the divisional game thing. The Jets went 0-11.
And I do agree, divisional games are tricky. Like,
divisional
you never
games
know.
Are tricky.
They're going to play you hard twice a year because they know you the best.
But I'm also going to give you the fallacy of the Jets went 0-11.
Yeah. And just say, like, I guess, I don't know, did you watch? Because it was, I was watching was they couldn't get off the field on third down. That's what I was watching.
It was, they went 10 of 15. Baltimore went 6 of 11. That Jets game really does help their numbers. And it's going to for a decent amount of time, actually.
Well, until averages out, yeah.
But once you get an offer in there, it really helps you.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, their problem was they could not get off the field. Third and long started to become a real issue for them. This year, I'm looking at this and going, third and long is once again becoming an issue for them.
Yeah.
It is three games. They're going to get players back. But that doesn't mean that there's not a problem.
Mm-hmm. I just have a base worry with the secondary, with the safeties currently right now. With
the safeties aren't your
Bishop.
The safeties aren't your problem on third down typically with them, it seems. Because a lot of where the Bills are getting attacked is the intermediate or short, and it gets to a first down.
Mm-hmm.
But it's typically been the intermediate. One last call here before we take a break. We'll go to Jeff. Jeff, what you got for us on Sports Talk Saturday?
Yeah, hey, real quick. You know, you talk about the couple of guys that are coming back. That'll be interesting to see how they handle that roster when they do have those additions. And what I wanted to bring up on the third down and the pass rush, because, you know, you can blame it on the safeties, and I'm not saying Rapp's the greatest cover safety in the world, but you can, if you get a pass rush and the disruption of getting that quarterback off his spot, well, that makes third down a lot harder. Even when you see Tua rolling out of these quarterbacks, getting out of the pocket, when there's somebody, you know, and they've been pressured and things break down, that's when third down defense is the best. And, you know, I just want to say one thing that before the draft, I pretty much knew the Bills were looking at a defensive lineman, and I was so high on the Walker kid, and I was like, you know what, yeah, I know he's got, you know, issues right now and, mm-hmm. you know, didn't have the greatest senior season or whatever. But I can't wait, or at least I hope, I see a lineup on third down when Oliver's healthy. You get Oliver, You get Walker, Boza, and Russo, which I don't know what's going on with Russo. But, you know, I think that that kid, he brings an element that the Bills haven't had, which is size and speed up the middle. So, I'd like to see more playing time for him. Like I said, as far as your safeties go, Rapp, he doesn't – he's not a good cover. I mean, you know, he plays closer to the line of scrimmage he is, the better player he is. Once you get him trying to intercept tight ends in that secondary, it's over. It's over. Okay, guys.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Jeff.
Thanks,
and
Jeff.
A lot there. I really like the Deion Walker point, though. Deion Walker is a higher ceiling type player, lower floor. That's how you end up a fourth round pick.
Yeah.
And while TJ Sanders is seen as the more reliable, like it's a higher floor type player, Walker was seen as the higher variance.
Mm-hmm. Like his peak could be higher, and it already is showing a little
bit. The Bills have gotten a splash play out of him, it seems, every week, and that's a great thing to see.
Yeah.
You want to hope to see more from Deion Walker, and if Walker continues the way that he's continuing, and there's a four-man unit between Oliver, Bosa, Rousseau, and Walker, and Rousseau is suddenly the quietest one of the four on the field there, that's still a pretty good group.
Well, and then you're rotating in Hoyt, Okungbo at 1.2. Like, it's going to – you can only go up from here.
I'm just saying, if Walker continues the ascension through the first three games and he keeps it going throughout the regular season, if Greg Rousseau is the worst player out of the four, that is a good thing for Deion Walker.
Yeah, it is.
And we'll see what happens there. 803-0550. We'll wrap up hour number two here. Coming up next, Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, here on Sports Talk Saturday on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Last segment of hour number two here on Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley here with you as we've had Open phone lines all day today. No guests for a second straight week. Look at us rolling here, Joe.
Oh, we're rolling in the NFL
rolling
action.
All along into the NFL action. By the way, the Sabres were at practice getting some scrimmages in at Harbor Center.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Hamilton will have something up on that on our website at WGR550.com.
Yes.
Paul is back at it, baby. And I would imagine we'll talk to Paul in the coming weeks.
Oh, yeah. Especially as the preseason begins.
Preseason begins Monday. If you're an absolute sicko and you're ready for the Buffalo Sabres, preseason starts on Monday.
What a time.
Something, something, God's greatest battles, toughest soldiers.
Something, something, dark side. That's what I have to say. But anyway.
But, I mean, the worst part about it is that I become one of the toughest soldiers.
I know. I know. I was waiting for it.
It's me. I'm a part of
the problem.
The
hope burns deep within you.
The Bills are 3-0, and I've got an excerpt here on a segment about the Buffalo Sabres.
Oh, God.
Look at me go.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
But we're not going to keep it going. Why? Because we want to get to Mike. Mike, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got?
Thanks for having me on the show. I just really appreciate you guys.
Thanks for calling.
I wanted to contribute about the third down controversy we're having, like why we're struggling. It all starts with timing. Like the D-line's got to get there. But yeah, like we're missing those two key dudes, like you're saying, Oliver right now and Okunjobi. And then, yeah, if Russo's not getting pressure, there's always got to be the next guy up. And I'm waiting for, like, Landon Jackson to just be called up. And there you go. Maybe then Russo will actually do something. We'll see. But then if the timing's off, you know, like, we don't have Milano, that's a huge problem, which we didn't have the last game. He is such a tone setter. Hard tackler, like we really needed him. So yeah, I totally understand, but we got away with a win. So just gotta trust in the process, trust in beans. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate it. And
he makes a point about Landon Jackson that I'm intrigued by.
Right idea, wrong name.
What is going on with him?
It's Michael Hoyt. Is the name that you're looking for on the return from suspension that I think is going to be there. Landon Jackson showed nothing in training camp to be worthy of a roster spot right now.
Right. Unless a dire...
Or at least a game day jersey, not a roster spot thing, because he has a roster spot. It's about the game day jersey. I'm betting they might be slow playing him kind of like AJ Epenesa.
Yeah.
I just
AJ's not really doing too much out there. I know
he's
been
not,
here longer.
I'd imagine though it's going to be you're slow playing it with him.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're not getting a game day jersey right now, there's got to be something performance wise that's happening because it's not injury, it's a healthy scratch. So that's what it is. But to the rest of it, yeah, they were missing Ed Oliver, they were missing Dorian Williams, and in January, no one wants to hear it. Not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
People that aren't this fan base are not going to give you the grace of excuses. You need to get it done with the players on hand, and you just got to hope that you have those players readily available for you in January.
Mm-hmm. Because it's been too many seasons now where the injury bug has bit hard.
It's when it hits.
At the end of the season, and you're calling AJ Klein off the couch to play the Chiefs at home. Like, that can't happen again.
But at some point, you do have to get it done with what you have on hand.
Right.
And that's what that is. 803-0550 is the number to call. Rob, hang in there. We'll take you at the start of the next segment. And then Joe and I will be going around the league and also finding which game we might need to laugh at or cry about as the trombone champ, chump of the week, is up next as well here on Sports Talk Saturday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.